The ag bailout, it comes in at a staggering $28 billion. And yeah, there are questions. It's the business news headlines for Tuesday, the 10th day of September. Thanks for being with us, everybody. In other business news, eyes are looking at Uber Freight, even as the company loses millions. Walmart is doing battle, and that is costing them millions of dollars. So where do you go to find 30,000 workers? Well, ask that question as well. Startups are heading back to their hometowns. Those stories plus. Ben Hanfeld is the marketing VP for Catch Des Moines. He's in talking about why and how they market the capital city. But first, the business news headlines.
Insight on Business, the News Hour, is made possible through the support of the HR professionals at Oasis, a paychecks company at oasisahr.com. Taro International, a company that trains business leaders to be more successful. Achieve, lead, and outclass with Taro, T-E-R-O.com. The National Tractor Parts Dealer Association, with members in the United States, Canada, Great Britain, Australia, and New Zealand, ntpda.com, and AARP, where they work to provide leadership in a host of issues from healthcare to creating more livable communities. Learn more at aarpiowa.org. The business news is next.
Thank you, Hunter Pease, and welcome to the Tuesday edition of the Business News Headlines. My name's Michael Libby. Thanks for being with us. Well, the sheer size of the ag bailout for farmers is staggering. President Trump has pushed for nearly $30 billion in direct payments to farmers who have lost much of their income due to the trade war with China. While the USDA has broad authority over the farm markets, critics of the funding can't find another time where the government handed out this much money because the government is embroiled in a trade dispute that they started. One of the looming issues is that the White House is pressing Congress to increase how much the administration can distribute through the farm bailout program before hitting the program's legal spending limit this fall of $30 billion. Even though farmers have been promised billions in additional bailout money past that date. President Trump has taken a political gamble in his trade war with China, and that's a battle that shows no signs of relenting after a summer in which the world's biggest economic superpowers continued trading blows that spooked markets and risked sparking a global economic slowdown. Trump has said the trade war is necessary to counter anti-competitive Chinese economic measures, but leaned on the bailout to help mitigate the consequences with farmers in the Midwest as he gears up for re-election. In other words, all of this ain't over yet. Well, Uber is cashing in on trucking in a big way. According to Business Insider, the tech giant announced that it would invest $200 million in Uber Freight. That's its logistics version, whose chief product is a trucking brokerage app that matches truck drivers to new jobs. Launched in 2017, Uber Freight has more than 400,000 truck drivers on its platform and more than 1,000 shippers, including some Fortune 500 names like Land O'Lakes and AB InBev. The $200 million investment? Well, that's going to go towards establishing an Uber Freight headquarters in the historic Old Main Post Office in Chicago. Uber Freight plans to hire 2,000 additional employees in engineering, sales, and account management roles. As Uber has disrupted the cab industry, the company now believes that the trucking industry is ripe for disruption. Yet the company is losing massive amounts of money, like more than $5 billion in the second quarter alone. Over the years, Walmart has been buying smaller e-commerce companies as the world's largest retailer battles against the likes of Amazon. But those days of acquisition may be over as the company now seeks to grow their own internal brands. But to do all of that, Walmart is burning through some serious cash. Vox reports the giant retailer, which has been traditionally focused on profit margins, has lost $1 billion this year in its e-commerce group. And that doesn't include the $3.3 billion Walmart paid for Jet.com just so it could enter the e-commerce arena. Well, yesterday we told you that Amazon is on a hiring frenzy and will attempt to hire 30,000 workers that the company says are not just warehouse workers but also software engineers and alike. Trouble is, with unemployment near a 50-year low, where do you go to find that many employees? Well, Amazon is betting on a multi-city job fair, but the question remains, who do you attract? Now, some have suggested that Amazon will pick off employees from perhaps other smaller companies, which then leaves them to try to find workers. Meanwhile, if you're interested in a new gig, September 17th is the job fair for Amazon. They'll be in Arlington, Boston, Chicago, Dallas, Nashville, and in Seattle. If you were with us yesterday, you caught the story about the new technology hub from Pillar Technology that opened up in Jefferson, Iowa. It's a community of less than 5,000 people, about an hour north and west of Des Moines. It's all about the high cost of living in other areas of the country, and now, with the ability to work from anywhere, why not move your startup back home? And that's exactly what Entrepreneur Magazine is reporting. It seems that entrepreneurs are returning to their roots, going back home to build companies or never leaving to begin with. Young startups and founders are setting up shop in cities like Madison, Wisconsin, Detroit, Michigan, as growing numbers of local accelerators, incubators, and investors transform smaller cities into innovation hubs. Last year, venture capital investment increased in 33 states and in Washington, D.C. Now, for many, there's a home court advantage. Entrepreneurs can leverage existing networks, attract top talent, and capitalize on the affordability of smaller cities, you know, sort of like Jefferson, Iowa. It's happening all over the United States. Entrepreneurs staying home and making book in their own hometown. Coming up next, a conversation with Ben Hanfelt. He's the Vice President of Marketing for Catch Des Moines. It's the Convention and Visitors Bureau. It's a look behind the efforts and why. Why do you market a city? Plus, we'll chat a bit about their latest marketing effort. It's called The S's Are Silent. Yeah, it's pretty cool. It's coming up next.